It's time for the Claudette Schmidt Show. Family values, authentic friendships, and meaningful discussions surrounded by truth and integrity are Claudette's way of life. Join Claudette in the next hour and be part of the Claudette Schmidt Show. Authentically yours, Claudette Schmidt.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning. Today is Monday, September 25th. We are 2 days into the fall, and it's raining again. Surprise, surprise. I don't know. I'm wondering if we are going to see the sunshine again sometime. I feel like we got robbed in July. August was nice, and now part of September is rainy, rainy, but hopefully it will transition into some more Indian summer, which would be lovely. Before we get snow. And I said the four-letter word, and I'm sorry. Main Street is looking beautiful, though, today in Nashua. Everything is paved, and we're waiting for some parking designations out there still. But traffic seems to be going smoothly. Thank you for all the workers out there last week. Beautiful weather to be paving. So it's always nice to have a nice, smooth street, especially through the center of town, now that leaf peeping season is coming up, too. Although I think the peak is, I want to say mid-October up in the Lakes region. So we'll be having a lot, hopefully a lot of people coming up to visit and to see our beautiful state. So if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Claudette Schmidt on WSMN 1590 AM and WSMN 95.3 FM, and also streaming at WSMN.live. You can contact me there at WSMN.live or Claudette at ClaudetteSchmidt.com. And today in the studio, we are live if you're streaming on WSMN.live. I have Deb in the studio, and we just connected. I think it was late last week, was it, Deb?
Yep,
yes,
absolutely.
Late last week. And she is giving a training seminar here in Nashua. And if those of you who have been on my Facebook page have seen how she helps people create their dream lives. So I'm going to let her take it from here. And I know a lot of people are eager and listening in today because it's an exciting topic about how to really just live the life of your dreams. And who doesn't want to hear more about that? Am I right?
Absolutely.
So absolutely. Great. Well, thank you for coming in.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, so great. So tell everybody a little bit about you, what you'd like
sure.
to share.
Yeah. So, Claudette, I started living on my boat with my husband, Hugh, and Hugh and I have a really fond place in our heart for Nashua because we were married here 35 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so who would have thought? Here we are, being
awesome.
Here in the radio station. So thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
And, I wanted to, being here for this 2 weeks is special because I have a very dear friend who lives here that I worked with for a very long time. And I really thought it would be opportune to bring the work that I do now. And what's funny is that I'm living my dream. I mean, my dream is to live on a sailboat.
How many people can say that they're living their dream, right? Am I right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that dream started when I was 23 years old.
Okay.
And I used to race, and I learned how to sail on Lake Erie. And I always carried that passion for the
Lake
ocean.
Erie. Let's back up there for a second. Really? So tell me a little bit about that. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I grew up on Lake Erie.
Okay.
I lived a mile from the lake.
Okay.
I would find myself always drawn to the water. And I had the opportunity to move to Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
And I was in school at Cleveland State, and I was bartending and waiting tables. And people used to come in from the Rocky River Marina.
Okay.
And I was like, what do you people do? You're kind of a mess and
sure,
you're wet
sure.
and you're whatever.
Right.
And they drank a lot.
Yeah.
And,
well, gotta stay warm,
good,
right?
Good tippers. And they were so cute. And they said, well, why don't you come with us? And I did one weekend. And it changed my life. And that instant in time where you're sailing and you really become one with Mother Nature. And I know that sounds like a...
No way. Are you kidding me? The water is healing.
Yes.
And studies have proven that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I there's a picture of me, with my hand under my chin thing, and you can just see that I'm dreaming. And, that was me 23. And here I am. I'm 68 now. And
you look great. I wouldn't guess that.
Thank you. And, you know, we bought our boat in 2013.
Okay.
We had no idea because we had had power boats. We had been water skiers. We were living in Boise, Idaho.
And you're on the lake, right? Because you're ocean now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we went from lakes to, in Idaho, it's rivers that are dammed up.
Okay.
So very deep, very, very, did a lot of water skiing on the Snake River. And from there, our girls grew up. And we went on a charter down in the BVIs, and it was just to find out, is that something that we would like to do?
Isn't that, wow, that's great that you had that opportunity, you know, to see, is this what we really want?
Yeah.
You know, the water is calling me, but let's see, right?
Yeah.
What a beautiful thing.
You know, I would make my husband, every time we'd go on vacation for all of these years, I got one day where... During that time, where I always book a charter for a day charter.
Okay.
And in 2000, and I guess it was 11, we were in BVIs and we were on that charter. And the woman said, "You guys really love this and you should do a real charter and see if this is something that you want to do."
Okay.
And that was how it started. And, we came back from that charter and we were, I mean, we're on cloud nine because it was just lovely. It was an amazing experience.
And both of you equally, you both felt the same way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's even better, right?
Even better.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was not any tension, anything like that. And, we decided, then the captain and the owner of the boat called us and said, "Hey, we're moving the boat from BVIs. We're moving it to Rhode Island.
Oh.
Would you like to crew? We have all these sections, legs."
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah. I looked at the calendar and I said, "Oh, we'll do July 3rd through, you know, middle of July."
Okay.
And that was Hugh's birthday. And we left from Nassau.
Okay.
On the 3rd of July. And then we went to Charleston and we were 200 miles offshore.
That sounds beautiful.
It was incredible.
That sounds beautiful.
I mean, you could pick the stars out of the sky.
Unbelievable.
And we had dolphins sailing with us, and we had great wind. It was beautiful.
Wow.
And we get to Charleston, and we get off the boat, and I took about three showers to get all the salt and
sure.
the stuff off of us.
It has to kind of feel good, though, because you feel like you're part of the – you're really – you are in nature. You are nature, right? Because with the salt on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it feels, it's just an amazing feeling. And we looked at each other and we're like, this is good. This is good. So, that was in July. In Labor Day weekend of 2012, we went to Los Angeles and we got a deal at the Portofino Hotel and you could, stay in an oceanside room for $120 a night. Now that was a while ago. So
imagine that. Wow.
Yeah. And, that night, Sunday night, before Labor Day, we're looking at these people who are going, "We're buying a boat." We just looked at each other and we were like, "We're buying a boat." And 1 year to the day, we pulled in to King Harbor in Redondo Beach into that same marina. And at that time, we didn't know how to buy a boat. We went through the whole process, and it was difficult. It was amazing.
Difficult to buy a boat?
Yeah, to find the right boat.
Okay, so you had to research.
You have to research. You have to decide what you like.
Sure.
Sure, you can go in and you can buy a boat, and you can get whatever you want, but does it fit you?
Sure.
And
you're going to live on it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That was ultimately the dream. And at that point in time, I still had my sales and marketing company, and we were doing major projects for companies like Sun Microsystems, who used to be in Burlington.
Yeah. Aren't they still there?
They may be.
Okay.
They had a huge office.
Oh my gosh. It's a campus now.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So back in the day, back in, you know, 2012, 13, I was traveling here all the time for business.
Okay.
And, anyway, we made that decision to buy the boat and we didn't know how. But that defining moment was the decision.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about dream building and we talk about living, how do you get to, you know, having and being part of your dream? Well, you have to make a decision.
And that's, you know what? That is such a powerful yet, you know, it's a simple concept, but it's such a powerful statement because how many of us just out there, you know, I just turned 51, like you're in between whatever in your life, you know, after the pandemic now. And it's like, you have to make a decision, like, and it's why do we have a hard time with that?
Yeah. Well, I think it's human nature.
Yeah.
It's human nature. And you have that voice that we really don't like that always questions what we're doing.
Sure.
Because that ego voice of ours wants to keep us safe. It wants to keep us in that place of being and doing what we know.
The familiar. Yep. You're right.
And if we step outside of that comfort zone, then all of a sudden it doesn't know what to do.
Sure.
And so all of those things come up for us, and that's the fear, the doubt, the worries, and those are just emotions.
And very true.
You know, one of the great parts of looking at ourselves internally is really saying, well, what have I fallen into and what do I believe?
Very important. Yeah.
And what do I believe about myself?
Mm-hmm.
And what decisions have I made about me, about what I can do and what I can't do?
Sure.
And a lot of people have reasons why they can't live their dream of being on the ocean, or they can't live their dream of traveling,
mm-hmm.
or going to the mountains, or whatever the experience is that they would love.
Mm-hmm.
And really what it comes down to is getting absolute clarity, and then really getting very specific, really imagining, using that mental faculty of imagination, which a lot of people have put on hold because they're afraid to.
Sure.
They're afraid to dream, or they've forgotten how.
Or maybe they don't even know how.
They may not.
Right? And when you talk about clarity, I think that's so important. You know, just meditating in that space and being okay with all the feelings that are coming at you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And notice it's really interesting because we want to judge them. And the truth is that they're a feeling and we don't have to judge.
Sure.
Now we can be proactive and we can start making some choices when we have those feelings. So I kind of define it in two buckets. I have my bucket, which is restrictive, and my expanded version. So if I'm feeling good and expanded, then I'm going to go with that feeling because I know the result that I will produce when I'm feeling expanded is going to be very different than the one that I will produce when I feel restricted, like I cannot do something.
Now, did this always come naturally to you to kind of explore all of your feelings, or is this something that you had to learn in trainings, or how did you kind of step out and allow yourself this?
Yeah, well, I graduated from high school in 1973.
Okay.
1979, I started studying under a guy by the name of Werner Erhard.
Okay.
And people will go, oh, I remember that guy. He was a cult. He wasn't a cult guy. He was just different.
Okay.
He thought differently. He thought about how transformation really works. And he studied the masters. I mean, here in this area, it's so cool because you had all the transcendentalists here down in Walden and in Boston.
Yes, in Sudbury area, Walden Pond.
Yeah, Walden Pond.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so he was one of my first mentors.
Okay.
And I always, I grew up in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
My dad died when I was 8.
Yes, I saw that on your website. Do you want to speak a little bit to that?
So, yeah. You know, I had a mom who was Scotch-English. She came to the United States when she was 4. Her mother died when she was 14.
Oh, boy.
And her dad was a Scotsman.
Okay.
And he didn't know what to do with a girl.
Okay. Yeah.
And so you know what he did? He put her into a girl's home.
Okay.
And he literally dumped her into a girl's home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as an adult, I didn't know that as a kid.
Sure.
So I got to learn about why my mom made decisions and did what she did.
Sure.
But here she was. She's this woman. She has 3 children in Erie. She's married to My dad was a scientist for General Electric.
Wow.
And he was brilliant. And he was also, he had just run for school superintendent.
Okay.
And at 35, he died.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I was 8. My brother was just 16. And when we got the news from my mom when she came home from the hospital, I watched my brother transform from a boy to a man.
That amazing.
It was unbelievable
right,
to see
just
this
in front of your eyes.
Right, he looked out the window, and there were physical things that were occurring, and I just saw him, and he was always just an amazing big brother to
How
me.
Beautiful is
yeah.
that? And for you to be able to recognize that as you're a child with a significant loss in your life,
yeah.
to be able to see that. Good.
Yeah. And he never treated me like I was a burden because I was the youngest.
Sure.
And, my brother he was an amazing guy. And my sister, who actually lived in Nashua for years.
Okay.
I want to say they lived here for close to 25 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And my niece and nephew went to school here. And they live in Myrtle Beach now.
Oh, very good. That's beautiful
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
So you can kind of sail in to visit as well,
yeah.
right?
We've done that.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we did that at one point. And at one point, I'm going back and forth. Let me just go back to
sure,
this thing about, growing up and I think that I had a mom who told me I couldn't, you know, that I was different, that you didn't fit in any longer because you didn't have a father.
Mm.
And so with that, I don't know what was in me other than being that part of my dad.
Sure.
That I always questioned it. And I'm like, why not? Why can't I? And that took me an awful long way because I left Erie when I was 18, went down to school in Pittsburgh. I didn't do real well in college. I flunked out, came back to Erie, went to work for Brown Shoe Company, and ended up getting promoted into a retail store in Cleveland.
Okay.
A big one.
Okay.
And really taught me a lot. And
retail's tough.
Retail was tough and it was fun. And I learned an enormous amount about myself. And then I had the opportunity to go into insurance and I was in a management training program. And I did that for about a year and a half. And I realized I wanted to go west. And I packed up my little Dodge Omni and...
Dodge Omni. I remember a Dodge Omni.
It was a brown Dodge Omni.
Yeah.
AM radio only.
Sure.
And I drove to San Francisco because I had the promise of a job.
Amazing. From Pennsylvania.
From Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, Cleveland. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Cleveland, Ohio. Okay.
Yeah.
But still, it's... Yeah. Yeah.
My mom didn't talk to me for 2 years.
Oh, gosh.
Right? And... it was okay. My stepdad, who was a great guy, an awesome man, he and I would talk every Sunday night and just making sure that mom was okay.
Sure.
And he finally brought her to San Francisco so that she could see that I was okay and that it was okay for me to be here. And that opened up a whole new world for her. But she was still, you know, she always carried an anger with her. And I'm like, how can I not be that woman?
Yeah. And that is so fair, right? Because when you're shaped by that worldview, was your mom from Scotland as well?
Well, she'd be Scotch-English, right?
Scotch-English, okay.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, so it sounds like it was more about survival than thriving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there was no thriving in her world.
Sure.
She would never see it that way.
Right.
She did what she had to do to get by.
To get along. Uh-huh. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Sure.
And, you know, I began working when I was 12 because I didn't want to ask for things that would my dad, when he died, he had insurance, but they paid off the house. But we still had monthly bills, right?
Of course, yeah.
And so it was just a very different kind of, and I think everybody has a story.
Of course, yeah.
And over the years, I guess part of me was searching for how could I really be happy because I was told I shouldn't be.
Right.
And I was told,
I know, it's so hard to, right.
You know, I got to step outside of this.
Right.
And how can I do things that make a difference? And that was really, you know, for a long time I was in tech and I found my groove. I was good at what I was doing. And it gave me the opportunity to travel for work and to go places that because of doing well at it, I would exceed and get to go to President's Club and things like that. And so all of a sudden, my world is continuing to open up. Mm. But in 79, when I started working and studying transformational disciplines, I'm looking at how these impact me as a human being.
Sure.
And how can I, there are these things and I don't completely understand them, but I know that they're right. And so I've continued on my search and on my study through today. I still every week do about 4 hours of work with a mentor in transformational disciplines.
Wow. So you're still doing that.
Yeah. And that's beyond that. That's my personal study. That's not talking about my morning practices every day.
Yes.
That's just me going to a class, working and going deeper and deeper in the mastery of universal laws, understanding how things actually do work energetically and, how we can have this life where we're operating at an energy level that brings abundance to us instead of looking at the glass half empty.
It's so true. And it's funny. I just started learning about energy a few years ago, and it was first like an uncomfortable thing. You know, you'd hear energy and I'd be, oh, I don't know. But, you know, the more I read and took seminars, energy is everywhere. It's everything.
Yep.
And, you know, even in our, you know, you look at something in the electrodes on your brain, like they move. That's energy,
yeah.
Right? It's energy. And yeah. Can you speak a little bit more to that, into how that has helped you with what you do now and talking to people and maybe give an example of someone that you work with?
Yeah. I have a very group of people that I'm working with. And in fact, yesterday I was doing a session with a young lady, and she is in her 40s.
Okay.
And she's been very, very successful in her career. She had an amazing relationship for 14 years with a gentleman that they had dreams that were basically together, but what they noticed was he had a child from a previous marriage.
Okay.
And this child is now 18, but he had decided that he wanted to be the best dad he could be and that he was going to be very engaged in this young lady's life.
Okay.
Now, he has this woman that he's in a personal relationship with. They have a home. They have businesses together.
Sure.
And they kept having these amazing dreams. At 56 years old, January 27th of 2023, Dave didn't wake up.
Oh, boy.
And Sarah was laying beside him, and her partner of 14 years is dead.
Wow.
And I'm covered in goosebumps, and I tell you that because we all think that we have time.
Sure.
And yesterday in our session, Sarah and I were talking about how they had the dream and how it kept getting more and more restricted, and they never lived their dream.
Mm.
And so Sarah is very aware that how precious life is.
Sure.
And so she's going, no, wait a minute. I'm still here,
mm-hmm.
and that lesson is so great for me. And she's in the middle of very new to working with me.
Mm-hmm.
But as she's beginning to craft and really get clear about, well, what do I want to do? What is my purpose and my passion? She's beginning to look at things differently than she ever has. I think probably the most fun client that I have is a woman who on September 19th turned 70.
Okay.
Okay. And her name was Claudia.
Oh, okay.
And Claudia lives in Boston.
Okay.
And she, as we started working together, she came to me through my other company, Sailing and Boating.
Okay.
And she was wanting to learn and taking, she was taking all of my courses. And we got to know each other really, really well. And I asked her what her goal was. And she said, "What someday, you know, I don't know how, but I'd love to have a boat."
Okay.
And I'm like, "Okay, so you have a dream." And she did. And I talked to her about the work that I do. And she goes, "I'd love to work with you." And so we began working together in, so that was, it's 2023. Last year she took delivery. So in 21.
Okay.
Okay. So as she's getting clearer and more clear about her dream and what it is that she really wanted, she was, "I don't really want to have a monohull. I'd really love to have a catamaran because I've got grandchildren. And I know my son and his wife will have kids. And I have all these friends, and I've always been on their boats, and we've always done things. But I would love to have my own boat."
Oh.
And I'm like, "Okay, why not?"
Right. Now, has she ever sailed before?
35 years.
Okay, so she's...
She's sailed, she crewed, she never really ran the helm.
Okay.
But she was comfortable on boats.
Okay.
And she understood what things were, but she never had the confidence to be the captain.
Okay.
And so...
She wanted to be the captain of her own catamaran now.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that catamaran was delivered to her last year for her birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
In 2022 in Grenada.
Amazing.
And I had the fortune of being able to commission it and support her through and I was so proud watching her as she,
it's okay, don't worry.
As she took and kept putting herself into, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know the answers to these questions. And she would go and she would evaluate. She would then come to her conclusions. She would make decisions that she's never made before. The decision for her to buy that boat was the first decision that she had ever made to buy something on her own after a 26-year marriage that failed.
So how do you incorporate, without giving away too much about what you, how you work with your clients specifically, how did you kind of tease that, for lack of a better term, clarity out? Just exercises that you work with on your clients and independent work that they do?
Well, there's both. We really have deep discussions, and I ask a lot of questions.
Okay.
And so as a coach, I am not a directive coach. I don't tell people what to do.
Sure.
What I do is I ask questions. And what if? What would it look like if you were living this life?
Mm.
How would that feel if you sat and you just put that on for a minute? Does that feel good? Does it feel bad? And so really beginning to weed through, you know, the grass and look for what is their answer. But what's interesting is, as the answer comes through to them, their whole physicality changes.
Sure.
They light up.
Mm-hmm.
And just when I say to you, I'm pretty sure you can see in my face when I say, "I love living on our boat."
And you, I can tell you love doing what you do for work.
I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
That energy is very clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and sometimes people just can't get out of the way of themselves.
100%. I agree.
And what I really want to stress is there's nothing wrong with you. This is not coaching, and the kinds of work that we're doing, it's not about fixing people. This is about people learning to live.
Sure.
In a whole new way, in a different mindset, in a different way of thinking.
And that's the beautiful thing about coaching, and especially getting the right coach, someone like you, is you are asking the questions that someone might not be able to ask themselves.
Yeah.
Right? Or
yes.
Feel that they are, I don't want to say worthy, but, or just wouldn't even think to sit and hold that space and hold that posture of what if,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. But you came in on something really very important, because how many of us don't think that we deserve it?
That's true. That's right? True. Right.
Even after starting work at age 12, and here I am in my late 50s, early 60s, and we buy a boat, and I'm struggling with, I don't deserve this.
Sure. Right. It's a valid point.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we know that we're always going to have that little voice until we choose to reframe mm-hmm. those thought patterns, mm-hmm. because that's all they are patterns that have attached to us, and that we do have the ability to change how we think.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I think that as I work with people and they begin to see the power that they actually do have when they go internally,
mm-hmm.
when they begin to get in touch with their true purpose, when they see the authentic side of themselves,
mm-hmm.
and they're going, I'm tired of living my life for everybody else.
Mm. And that's amazing. If and when people can get to that point,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. And so, you know, coaching is not about getting better.
Mm-hmm.
It is not about us directing people to do something a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
It's about an experience of support and accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really begins to open people's eyes to how they think.
Sure.
And I think, you know, for that piece of it, we can all get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
I still can find myself being the little girl that was told, no, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And I still, to this day, with all of the years of training since mm-hmm. 1979 to now I've studied under different masters. And for the last 6 years, I've studied under Mary Morrissey and the Brave Thinking Institute. And that really gels for me because of who Mary is and the life experiences that she's had.
Sure.
But that allows me to bring a program to the world that opens up possibilities that they didn't even know.
Well, it's a beautiful thing. And I think being open to those questions, you know, like a lot of us feel like, you know, and I can go there too, to my childhood. Oh no, I don't deserve it. And I don't need it. I have enough. I have this, I have that. And, you know, but what if you do really want to transform your life? Like it's on the table. It's out there for
yeah.
you people. You know, it's not just, oh, haha, imagine if I did this. No, go live your best life.
You bet.
Yeah.
I want to give you another example. There was a woman that I worked with, again, met her through sailing and boating through my classes. And she was a vice president at one of the national banks
okay.
in the United States. And she had done very well. And she lives in Michigan. And when she had three boys, and her boys are in their early 20s. And her first husband beat her within an inch of her life
oh.
when her youngest, right after her youngest mm. was born. And she divorced him. And within a few years, she went into a 20-year relationship with a gentleman who never allowed her to order her own meal.
Oh, boy.
And
a lot of the same patterns, right?
A lot of the same patterns.
Yeah.
And when we started working together, she goes, I hate my job. I hate my relationship.
Mm.
I'm not happy. I love my boys.
Sure.
And I don't know how I'm going to retire.
Mm.
I can't figure any of this out. And I asked her if she was just willing to transform. Do you have the willingness to transform this? And she really had to think about that because, again, it comes out of choice.
Mm-hmm.
If the option comes up, are you really willing to hold to what you really, truly want?
Mm-hmm.
And so after, of course, she made the choice to leave this 20-year relationship. And this man found it very difficult. And, of course, he's like, well, you're working with this coach. She's telling you. I didn't tell her anything.
Of course not. But that's his perception.
That is his perception. And you know, how could you give me up? I'm a multimillionaire. I have this amazing boat and this lifestyle. Mm. And she goes, but you're the one living on it, and I'm in Michigan, and I'm working, excuse me, my ass off to provide for, make sure my boys have everything that they need, and I have my home.
And you're still ordering my meals.
That's right.
Is that, this is the same one, right?
Same one. Same one. And so she began to, she just like, I'm just going to take and I'm going to do this work. I'm going to listen to, because we listen to audios and then we do a lot of writing. We do a lot of journaling and we ask some really hard questions. And she would listen 4 and 5 times a week to the audio. It's about 45 minutes.
Okay.
And she always took the time to do the work. And all of a sudden, the thing that the first transformation was work. She ended up with a new boss. The new boss knew nothing. And she had to make a choice to either undermine him and or, and show that she was the brilliance.
Sure.
Or empower him and enable him and that she would then benefit from that relationship. She chose the latter. And so she's... All of a sudden, she gets an award. She got a $10,000 award that was given for company-wide. She was it. She ended the relationship with the gentleman who had the 65-foot catamaran.
Wow.
And she's like, I don't know. I think I might want to date. I'm like, okay, well, there's a couple options for this. What would you love?
Sure.
And so she goes out in a dating app, and she goes, but I'll only have coffee. I'll go out. I'll meet them at coffee. And she met a couple of guys, and they weren't it. And then she went and had coffee, and she met this guy, and his name was Mark. And he didn't fit her pictures in any way, shape, or form.
It's always the way it is, isn't it?
Yeah. And he had this amazing smile and sparkle in his eye. And she goes, we talked and laughed, and I haven't done that genuinely. I can't remember when.
Mm.
And they started to date. And in June, I got an email, and there she was with her new diamond ring on her finger.
Wow.
And so for her, her career, she got a promotion to the executive offices of the bank that she's working for.
Okay.
Loving what she's doing.
Still loving what she's doing.
Now
okay.
It goes from I hate what I'm doing to I love what I'm doing. I'm now in a relationship with a man who loves me, loves my boys.
Oh.
And that she's doing things she's never done before. Her sister's taking her on a cruise. She's never been on a cruise before.
Wow.
And they're leaving in 2 months.
Wow.
So
a lot of freedom there.
Yeah.
A lot of self-freedom,
yeah.
Right? Beauty in that growth.
And
that
confidence.
Yes. Yes.
She's just so grateful. But, you know, where this all starts is out of, you know, we talked about energy. You asked me about that.
Yes.
And one of the most important, it's absolutely critical, is really learning that we create our energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the point in the morning when I'm waking up, mm-hmm. when I know that I'm going from my sleep state to awakeness,
mm-hmm.
I actually thank my God, my whether it's God, universe, infinite, it does mm-hmm. not matter who you believe in, but there is something greater than me mm-hmm. that gives me life, and I know that. And that, just being grateful in that second every day, because I know Dave, the guy in January, and the 56-year-old, he didn't get that. And I don't know when my day will be.
Sure.
But I do know that there will be. Mm-hmm. I know I was born, and I know that there is that, and I get to pay taxes.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Right. And there's life in between.
Yeah.
Yes, how much we don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
And then for me, in my morning practice, I write down 5 things that I'm grateful for or in. So what am I grateful for? And, you know, we could look around and we go, well, it's a cloudy, rainy day and it's cold. And this is cold for me.
Sure.
Right?
Yes.
And I'm like, well, but I won't appreciate the warmth and the sunshine if I don't know what it's like to experience this.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's about the perception.
Sure.
And shifting it.
Yes.
And
yes.
So I use gratitude because, Dr. David Hawkins,
yes,
back in the day,
yeah,
started measuring emotional, the vibration of emotion, and he does it in megahertz.
Mm-hmm.
Gratitude and abundance are at the same level of 350.
Okay.
So if you go to a place of apathy or anxiety mm-hmm. or pain, mm-hmm. you're at 50.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm in pain, I can't be in pain and be in abundance at the same time.
Just like faith or fear, they can't coexist.
They cannot. You cannot be on that same spectrum. Mm-hmm. You're one or the other.
Sure.
So I choose that, and there are times that I slip. I always say it's a slip of my magnificence, right?
I love that.
So, oops, there I go again.
Right.
But I find that, we're human beings. We actually are spiritual beings mm-hmm. having a human experience. Mm-hmm. And if we just allow ourselves to be human mm-hmm. and not judge.
Yes.
We've gotten very judgmental after having yes. been out of the States for a couple of years.
It's interesting. You have a whole different perspective
sure
on
do.
That, huh?
Yeah.
I know. And I love what you just said. We are spirits in bodies.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And personally, now that I'm older and, I have teenagers, I don't have time to judge anybody and I don't want to judge anybody.
Right.
That's not my job. And, the fact that some people still, that's the place that they're at and doing that. And the fact that that holds some people back is scary to me,
yeah.
Because you want to be able to live in a posture where you can always propel yourself forward and live in a space that you're always growing on some level.
Yeah. But I would say that there are people that aren't aware or conscious that they actually have that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
That what they're really their awareness is stymied.
Sure.
And so, if I can shift and bring forth someone's seeing that they're making that decision, that they are the ones that are judging. It's like it doesn't have to be bad and it doesn't have to be good.
It doesn't have to be assigned anything. It is what it is,
it
right?
Is.
Yes.
It's the is.
Yes. Yes.
And it's no different than everybody says, well, I can't do that because.
Sure.
If you listen to people, I hear it every day. I can't go live that life
mm-hmm.
because
right.
I don't have enough money. I don't have mm-hmm. this. What about the grandkids?
Mm-hmm.
What about this?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wait a minute. You can. How would you love it to be? Would you love your grandchildren to come and be on your boat and experience and be so proud of you because look at what you're doing?
Yes, yes.
And whether it's a boat or it doesn't matter.
Sure.
It just whatever that thing is mm-hmm. for you. But really being open to the and stop the buts and
yes.
the becauses.
Yes. And it can get really crazy. I know for me in my head, sometimes it can just get really loud and disorganized. And it's just so important to center yourself. And like you were
yeah.
talking about giving your clients clarity, time to figure
yeah.
out what it is that they want and the permission to ask those questions.
You bet. We have these mental faculties and we use these mental faculties. And some of us have stuffed down our mental faculties.
Yes.
But I will tell you that if we don't stay centered in our thinking, we begin to drift. If you see that everything is a spiral, and it's a downward spiral. I believe it was Aristotle who said that nature abhors a vacuum.
Okay.
Okay.
I should know this. We studied Aristotle last year.
Anyway. Okay. So thinking about it, well, if there's nothing there, what's going to happen? It will unwind.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't fill in, so if we talk about how do I take a pattern that I have that I don't like, well, I have to replace it with one I do love. And if I do that, then there's no vacuum.
Right.
There's not that, that nothingness doesn't get absorbed and go into the downward spiral. So with coaching, what we do is it's an integral support system. The whole time in my career as a successful salesperson to having and being an entrepreneur and owning my own company for 21 years before I sold it, I had coaches. I had a spiritual coach and I had a business coach. And those two people worked with me and allowed me to be more expanded. I love the fact that if I think about how can I be a greater, freer, fuller, more expanded version of me, if I think about that every morning, then I get to look at who am I going to be today?
Mm.
Who am I going to be today? And today when I wrote my disciplines, I was like, well, who am I going to be today? Well, I want to be gracious. I want to be loving and I want to be articulate so that hopefully somebody will hear this message and that will know that their life doesn't have to be the way it is and that they can make the changes to it. And they too can say, I love my life.
Mm. Oh, it's beautiful. In the interest of time, Deb, we have a few more minutes and
sure.
I still want to chat some more. Tell my listeners where you will be. Is it the 27th, did you say?
It's Saturday.
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 The 30th.
30th.
Oh, my
gosh.
30th. Wow.
Yeah. 30th. We'll be at the Nashua Senior Activity Center.
Okay.
At 70 Temple.
Okay. And okay. Is pre-registration required?
It's a registration required on the website.
Okay.
Or you can just show up at the door.
And register there.
Yeah. You can register at the door.
Okay.
We do have limited seating.
Okay.
At the table. And we have good seating.
Okay.
And I'm giving it as a gift.
Very nice.
You know, I think that just to be able to share this information and get people thinking differently, I hope that will make a difference.
Sure, sure. Yeah. And your website and your social media, where can people find you easiest?
Yeah, so it's simplicitycoachingllc.com.
Okay.
And or they can go to deborahmarlar.com.
Can you spell that?
Deborah, Deborah, Marlor, Marlor.
.com. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. And it's 11 to 2. So I would just ask everyone to be on time.
Sure.
So that we can get you registered. We'll be there at 10:30. Doors open. We'll get you situated. And we'll be meeting for 3 hours.
Okay.
So we'll have snacks and breaks. And we'll do some really good work.
And so this is a lot of, I had somebody ask me, they had seen something on my, that you were coming into the studio today and asking, you know, make sure you ask all, you know, really good questions. And this is a friend of mine. And she wanted to know a little bit more about what you were going to be going through, just an overview of what you do with your clients, or
sure.
Is it any like real work?
No, we're going to do real work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So everybody gets a little journal when they walk in the door at their seat. They'll have pens. And I'm going to take you through a self-assessment where you actually will look at different parts of your life.
Okay.
And you're going to grade yourself.
Okay.
This is between you and your God. You
okay.
And you yourself.
Sure.
I'm not grading you. You can share it. You don't have to.
Sure.
And then from there, we're going to take and we're going to look at, well, if you could, and we suspend the how, we're going to do something called a time machine.
Okay.
And we're going to write a dream. We're going to write the initial parts of what your life would look like in 3 years. If you actually could have, so it's called a vision statement.
Okay.
So we'll write that.
Okay.
And they'll have time to write it. And then we will do this time machine where we will speak it. So we will ground it. And that's the beginning. And from there, we begin to look at what are the actions that we can take so that we can get to taking, we can't get to a dream. You have to become the dream. I'm not the same woman that I was 10 years ago.
Sure.
You know, now I'm a licensed captain. I'm a person who has 26,000 nautical miles under her belt on a boat. I've lived 8 years on a boat. All of those things make me a different woman. All of the training.
Yes.
And all of the every time I work with a client makes me a different woman.
I'm sure it does. And I also want to give a plug for, and I know you've already mentioned this, but your disciplines every morning.
Yeah.
That is, I think, so key, right?
Is.
And speaking gratitude over everything is just so important.
It's incredibly important.
It's the foundation, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Yeah, because if I start my day with that kind of energy and that kind of thinking, it's going to propel me through a day.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's going to allow me, and we do deep work in our, if you're coaching with me,
sure.
We do some really, really deep transformational work.
Mm.
And what I love is every time I see a different person at the end. And it's not that they were bad in the beginning.
Right. They're transformed.
They are transformed.
Right, right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a metamorphosis, if you will.
It sure is.
Yeah. And that's a beautiful thing. And, you know, it's so simple to think about wanting to do this, but then actually going through it and, you know, going through the experience with a coach, personally speaking, is a beautiful thing because you learn so much about yourself. But I love what you said. It's just the thoughts, the feelings, they're there. They're not good. They're not bad. They don't need to be judged. They're there. And that is so freeing.
It is.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Is it freeing for your clients, too, when they hear that?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, I will say there'll be people who will say, oh, I'd love to do that. And watch out because there will be something that will come up to distract you, to make you forget Saturday at 11 a.m.
Yes.
Right? So I'm going to say, write this down. Come join us because here it's like take the opportunity of this opportunity of being in this environment where you can begin to ask these questions and then look and see, well, what do I want? What would I love? Don't just ask what would I want, but what would I love?
Mm. And giving yourself that permission. So for those of you who might just be tuning in now towards the end of our show, Nashua Senior Center on Temple Street. What number do we
70.
Know? 70. I almost said that. 70 Temple Street this Saturday, September 30th with Deborah Marler or Deb Marler or Captain Deb. I love that designation on her website. She is a beautiful, energetic woman who is here to help you see your dreams, you know, give you clarity. It's such a beautiful thing to work with a coach that asks those questions. And I think it is very much, if you're in the area, anyone listening, I know my reach goes out to Lowell, Lawrence, Methuen, come on up to Nashua this Saturday, September 30th. And Deb, your website one more time for everybody.
SimplicityCoachingLLC.com.
Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you so much for visiting. This was delightful. Your energy is beautiful. And thank you everyone who tuned in today. You listened to Claudette Schmidt on WSMN 95.3 FM and WSMN 1590 AM. Have a wonderful week and thank you again for tuning in.
Claudette, thank you.